Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about hiring people. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, hi Frederick, as a software engineer who's part of interviews, when you are undecided about a candidate, do you typically lean towards no hire? So what I usually do is a little bit, I position myself in a position where I don't have to have an opinion, unless it's a very definitive and decisive opinion. Let me explain that a little bit. So usually when I'm asked to conduct interviews and so forth, I have a mindset that I use in order to give what I like to say the fairest evaluation that I can give. Now, I'm not a perfect human being, and so of course even my evaluations are bad, because at the end of the day you only have so much time to get to know somebody, but you have to feel it out a little bit towards the company and see, okay, what are they looking for. So what I usually do is that the average recruitment process, it looks something like you get a code test in your lap. You need to review it, and then you look for things, etc., etc., and then you move on to the interview, you conduct the interview, and then, you know, it's time to decide, should we hire this person or not? So when I have a code review, or like a code test or something like that, the rule that I apply is very simple. My rule is this person good enough for this place of work? Yes or no? And that, well, the beautiful part about that is not that I'm trying to, you know, be too nice to people, or I'm not trying to figure out, you know, to be a nice recruit, like a nice person who's just trying to get people into the company, because that's not what it's about. It's about first informing myself of what is the company looking for. Now, if the company is, as an example, if I'm hiring for a specific role in a specific team or something like that, then I have a very good understanding of what I'm looking for. So an example would be, let's say that I'm hiring a tech lead. Well, if I'm going to hire a tech lead, then I cannot allow a junior level software developer to take that job, because it's going to damage the company and damage the team, etc., etc. But on the other hand, when I'm hiring just in general, because there's a scale up or something like that, then I have a range of roles to hire for. And I don't necessarily know who this person, or which team or which role this person is going to go into. So by having the idea that I look at a code test not to find issues with it, per se, because that's unfortunately something I see even the most senior developers do that, where they go and look at nitty-gritty details that, holy shit, I've seen them make that mistake 100 times, and it's just not productive. The goal for me isn't to figure out, can this person produce software that has the the minimum, at the very least, the minimum quality that is necessary to work in this place. So in a front-end application, if they're building some UI thing or something like that, if everything looks broken, or if it's not mobile responsive or anything like that, no, then I will just throw that out immediately. Because I can't talk to everybody. So if the person can't produce even a bare bone basic thing, then there's not much. Then I simply have 100 other people that I can talk to, right? But on the other hand, if they create something that is close enough, minor issues and so forth, I like to use this rule of thumb and say, if I showed this to a QA or another developer, would they feel like this person has given this an honest effort and it's close enough with maybe some small tweaks here, this is going to be something we can actually ship? If they reach that point, then I move them to the interviewing stage. And so here is the meat of the conversation, or the meat of the process, at least for me, where what I usually do is that I ask very open questions. I have a video about that, actually, where I sort of give you an example of those social questions. And the beautiful part about those questions is that they're not really pass-fail, because you can't really be wrong about them. Because if I ask, as an example, one of the questions I like to ask is, how do you do testing? How do you test your software? And what type of strategies do you apply when doing testing? Now, you can answer that on your first day as a software developer, and you can answer that question after 20 years of working. And the quality of your answer is the thing that I'm listening to. And what's beautiful about that is that that gives me a range. I go from pass-fail, which I don't really like. I don't like people who do the pass-fail thing. And I focus on where are you right now in your personal development. So if you're a junior level, a mid-level, or senior, or like, well, you get a holistic understanding of the person, right? And once I have a few of those questions, I can very quickly, usually, I say, it usually takes me no more than a few minutes to figure out if somebody is, you know, at least able to write software. And sometimes, I mean, usually it's hard for a person to get past the code test, but some people do get past the code test, and like, it turns out that they have massive holes in their knowledge and so forth, and you can kind of like spot that immediately when you ask these sorts of questions, because they can't give you a straight answer to anything. And in those sorts of situations, then I can, as I said, then I know that I don't have any work within the company which I can give this person, and they are going to be able to, you know, do something productive within that role, right? But once I get to the end of the interview, I will have a holistic picture. So I will know that the person at the very least passed the basic coding that is necessary for the role that I'm looking for. And I know roughly what their experience level is based on talking to them. So now I have this beautiful thing that which I absolutely love. I don't have to have an opinion on how we should, if we should hire this person or not. Because usually when you're hiring somebody, there is a hiring manager. Like in my case, it's a hiring manager. If I am a software developer, then this is a very easy job for me. If I'm the hiring manager, it's a different level, a different type of thing. But what I will do is that I will just write a review, and I will say this person is about at that level and has roughly this sort of personality and so forth in terms of culture fits and so forth. You just write the review to your manager stating that this is what I think, and then you could either be, if you didn't like the person at all, if you can really clearly hear that no, this is a bad person, you'll say that we should probably not hire this one, or you explain under what circumstances this person would fit within the company. The reason why this is useful, and what I think is beautiful about that, is that you have now provided the person who has the price tag, because every person comes with the price tag and salary negotiations, etc., etc., with all the information they need in order to make a judgment call and say, yes, we should hire this person, or no, we shouldn't hire this person. Because as the person who's doing the interviewing, usually you don't know what their salary is going to be or things like that, or what, like what they expect in terms of salary, but you don't need to know that. It's not relevant to you. I mean, I don't even care if you're a junior or a senior, because, well, depending on the role we're hiring for, of course, because all I care about is to make an assessment of your skill and then providing that to the people who are going to say yes or no to you, to the candidate. Because, as I like to say, if I can determine that this person is at a junior level or mid-level, but they're trying to get to be a senior, well, then my manager, by just saying that to my manager, that person can now go and say, well, actually, we won't be able to give you a salary of a senior, but we can give you a salary of a junior. And then maybe the candidate takes the offer. We don't know. Or maybe there's someone who is like trying to become a junior software developer, and we know for a fact that they have the right attitude and the right mindset and so forth based on the interview, and they can actually be trained into something more like than they are at present, right? Well, all of that information gets relayed if you just take the approach that you're not trying to pass or fail anybody. You're trying to make a review of the person. It's similar to like a movie review or something like that. You're not trying to tell people, or ideally you shouldn't, tell people to watch it or not watch it. You're there to try to give relay your thoughts, the holistic picture of what you experienced when you met or saw this movie, right? And if you take that approach, it's actually, in my opinion, it's the fairest thing that you can do to the candidate. So what I want you to take away from this is that when I'm doing interviews and with candidates, it's not that I lean towards hire, no hire. It very much depends on the role that I'm looking for. If I'm looking for someone who is like in a very senior position or somebody who's going to have a lot of influence, then I'm a lot stricter with terms of like quality and like so forth than if I'm just in generally doing a scale-up hiring type of thing, because then you're mass hiring people basically. But the beautiful part about the approach that I described is that you can scale that process very easily, because ideally you should have a hiring manager somewhere who knows what the price tag of each person is, and that person can of course not do all the interviews, and should probably not do it either, because they're probably not a software developer. So what I like to do, or what we have done in the past, is that we have the software developers. You get people who are experienced, sociable people, to do all the interviews, and then they simply write a review to the hiring manager saying that this person is at a junior level, we could hire this person if the price tag is right, or etc., etc., and just do that, because then you can leave the rest of the decision over to the person who is in fine, who is in charge of actually signing the contract with the candidate and so forth. And I believe that that is the fairest thing that you can do, because that way you don't ever risk you being opinionated and injecting your own values into the hiring process, and you give each candidate a fair assessment rather than saying that, oh, I think that this person is good enough, or I don't think this person is good enough. I think that this is personally the most fair thing that you can do. Have a great day.